Hey, Tom Beal here, coming to you from beautiful Arizona Biltmore. And it's quite bright and sunny here, so hopefully you don't mind putting on the sunglasses while I shoot this brief video for you. I guess this is a check-in. A Monday ago, not yesterday, but the prior Monday, I put a challenge out to you to set some type of goal that you would make yourself socially accountable for. Now, I made a goal that I made myself socially accountable for, and I didn't follow through with it. So I'm just here to share with you that even people who are super driven and super motivated, it can occur that goals are set and for some reason or another, it didn't happen. So if you recall, my goal was to go to the yoga, the Bikram yoga place in the Delray Beach area. Now, that didn't happen. Circumstances arose to where I had to travel unexpectedly. I actually went up to see my kids that weekend. So extenuating circumstances came about that kind of gave me a way out of fulfilling that. However, that being said, I did do some additional things to move a little more. Some push-ups here and there, nothing to write home about, but I did something rather than nothing, and I watched what I ate during the week. Needless to say, I set a social goal and I didn't accomplish it. How about you? Did you set a goal for yourself? Whether you accomplished or not, it's time to revisit that goal and ask yourself, where did I, did I do it or did I not do it? There's real no gray area. As far as what I just described to you, the bottom line is I didn't do it. Excuses aside, they're irrelevant. I did not do it. So my task that I was socially accountable for was not fulfilled. How about yours? Now, if you don't do these checkups, you allow yourself to get away with a lot more than you probably should. So here I am as a gentle reminder asking you, how did you do on that social accountability task that you made for yourself? Did you do it? Did you not do it? Either way, assess that. Ask why and what it took to make that happen. And then, here we are in this week, what are you doing now to progress your life further, personally and professionally? What's one step that you can take today? Whether you see this in the morning or in the evening, what's one step you can take today that will make you better off? One step, two steps ahead from where you were earlier today. That's the goal. And similarly, if you do that every day for this week, by the end of the week, you will be at a different place. So crack open a book, do some push-ups, do some sit-ups, go for a walk, go for a run, whatever it may be, personally or professionally, I challenge you once again to set some type of goal, to push yourself a little beyond the comfort zones that you're in right now. Let's see. Okay, I just said that. So I'm pushing myself out of my comfort zone currently right now. Here we are. Coming from a person who spoke on stage in the Mankini last year, that was only to 400 people. I'm in a room tomorrow morning at 8:30 on a presentation that Rich Sheffrin had put together, but he had an emergency tooth surgery he needs to have, so he's not able to do it. So I'm filling in to do his presentation tomorrow morning to 1,500 people. So I'm going, after this video, to go study for tomorrow morning. I'll probably be up most of the night rehearsing this and planning how I can deliver this in the most impactful and powerful way possible so as to share the valuable messages within this presentation. So I'm going to put my foot forward, and the social commitment will be I'm going to rock the house tomorrow morning. The people are going to be worth, it's going to be worth their time to get up in the morning to be there, because information that is going to be shared, if they implement it, can be huge, dramatic results as a result from the information we'll be talking about. So I'm pumped up about that. I hope you're pumped up about your commitment. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. I'll share how it went. Until then, make today great.